From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A 24-story London apartment building still smolders hours after it went up in flames early Wednesday, killing at least 12 people, sending dozens more to hospitals. The inferno swept rapidly through the Grenfell Tower in one of the British capital's deadliest fires in a generation. Piki Saku was a witness to the tragedy.
I could see toppling things coming out of the building, and when my friend told me that he saw people jumping, I wasn't sure. Like, I wasn't fully calm, do you know what I mean? So I wasn't sure what I was seeing, whether it was people falling out or just debris.
It took more than 200 firefighters hours to gain control of the blaze. They rescued dozens of people inside. London Fire Brigade official Steve Apner said crews are still trying to douse the flames.
I've got a limited crew inside because I need to manage the risk to my firefighters. And what they are doing is assessing and looking at the situation. We've actually got a capability from Kent Fire Service, drones. So we're using drones to be able to create access and visibility to certain parts of the building to be able to assess the integrity of the building.
Prime Minister Theresa May said an investigation into the cause will be undertaken if there are lessons to be learned.
But until then, our focus must be on ensuring that the emergency services have what they need to continue with their harrowing work.
The incident could delay Mrs. May's announcement on forming a new government. A Nigerian tribunal dismissed charges against the Senate president over a false declaration of assets while governor of Kwara State. Senate President Bukola Saraki's time as the head of the upper chamber has been marred by accusations of misconduct. Last year, he was cleared of altering Senate rules to get himself elected. This is VOA News.